Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Ernie Banks, hitting .241 at the moment. Two home runs, 13 runs batted in. 499 lifetime homers. Here we go. Foul ball, strike one. He has narrowly missed getting a home run the last couple of days with triples high off that wall and left. Strike one. It's a ball, 1-1. The wind is not a big factor. It's out of the southeast at 7 miles an hour. Jarvis fires away. That's a fly ball deep to left. Back. That's it. Hey. He did it. Ernie Banks got number 500. A line drive shot into the seats and left. The ball tossed to the bullpen. Everybody on your feet. This is it.
Let's go. Batter up. We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two.
Good morning, it's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. So Radio Hall of Famer, Baseball Hall of Famer, American Sportscaster Hall of Famer, and now WGN Walk of Famer, Jack Brickhouse was a powerhouse on WGN Radio for over 40 years. He handled the play-by-play coverage for the Chicago Cubs, the White Sox, the Bears, the Bulls, Rose Bowls, NFL championship games, and he even interviewed U.S. presidents and a pope. He started his radio career in 1934, was hired by WGN in 1940, and he was also the very first face shown when WGN TV Channel 9 began broadcasting in 1948 after his U.S. Marine Corps service in World War II, when he missed the 1945 season, the only time the Chicago Cubs were in the World Series. Well, Jack, we made it to the World Series for the first time in 71 years, and joining us tonight is the wife of the late Jack Brickhouse from sunny Arizona, and that is Pat Brickhouse. Good morning to you, Pat.
Good morning, David.
How exciting is this, huh?
Jack, as you pointed out, broadcast with WGN for 40 years, but he also broadcast 5 World Series and none for his beloved Cubs. When he retired in 1981, he was asked, you know, hey, Jack, over this long career, ever have any regrets? And he always said, only one. I never got to broadcast a World Series for my beloved Cubs.
And I know he's up there watching, looking down, cheering them on with all his fellow broadcasters that also missed the Cubs. You know, I was in Phoenix a few weeks ago back when the Cubs clinched the NLCS berth. And the coolest thing of all is that you were our good luck charm as we got to have dinner and watch the game together.
Right. Well, I sure try hard. But there was did you happen to see the piece in the Wall Street Journal the other day by Bob Green?
And
the headline was, "They made it, Jack. The Cubs are in the World Series."
How cool is that? How cool is that? Well, I mean, you know, honestly, over the Cubs broadcasting history, and you can talk about other broadcasters, but nobody other than Jack was more synonymous with the team. You know, he was with them for 4 decades. Nobody can claim that.
No, nobody's ever going to tie that, I assure you.
Yeah. And he's a lifelong, you know, he was born in Illinois. He was on Peoria radio station in 1934.
Right.
I mean, he won a 2-week tryout for $17 per week job with the station. That's really how he got on the radio.
You want to be a broadcaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he lost.
Yeah.
The guy heard something in his voice and hired him as a part-time switchboard operator and a part time broadcaster, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have heard from people all over the country, David.
I bet you have.
Some I haven't heard from in ages.
Were they looking for tickets?
And I've gotten pictures of the fans who've taken in their Cubs regalia in front of the statue on Michigan Avenue that has Jack sitting there broadcasting with his Hall of Fame ring on. And that's very special.
You know, I was just
getting back to today.
Yeah.
And yesterday and tomorrow and Sunday, the Vegas bookies favor the Cubs, although in my humble opinion, I think that they're very well matched with Cleveland. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's been tough. I mean, when you see a team where, you know, we were 1-1, we were Friday night, we lost 1-0. That's a pretty close matchup. And when we played them earlier in the summer, when we won big. When they won, we won tight. So
yeah.
I kind of am looking at that as hopefully how the rest of this this World Series will go. You know, you were talking about the statue on Michigan Avenue, and our engineer Bob Ferguson and I were talking about this yesterday, that we would love to put a jersey on him or a World Series hat, but it wouldn't last there very long.
That would really be cool.
Yeah.
But, no, you're right. It's whoever really, according to Brickhouse, gets hot, and their pitching, that has a lot to do with it. But I'm anxious to see the Cubs hit one out so we can have that hey-hey on the Jumbotron in Wrigley Field. That would be really kind of cool. I think that was neat because from a selfish standpoint, I have to say, the owner, Tom Ricketts, and I are from our same hometown of Omaha, Nebraska. We're both Cornhuskers.
Nice.
And, yeah, so that was really neat.
Oh,
but, you know, they did it with the Dodgers, David. They lost a couple, and then they won three in a row.
Right.
So, you know, our hopes are there, and our prayers are there, and our fingers and toes are crossed that they're going to do it.
Now,
you know, people have asked me if they ever won the World Series, what would happen in Chicago? And I said, I got a fast answer for you there. They'd have to shut the city down completely for 3 days.
You would. Well, I got to tell you, I think about that all the time, that over the last week and a half, you know, really what's happening in people's jobs and work productivity, because everybody is so distracted by what's going on. And,
I can imagine, wonder how many people show up, you know, don't show up and call in sick.
Yeah, especially if we have a weekday win, because now we're obviously going to go back to Cleveland, hopefully go back to Cleveland. And
exactly.
I'm going Sunday night, and I'm excited about that. When I went last weekend when we clinched and knocked the Dodgers out, you know, the streets were pretty packed with people. You know, what people are charging for these games, I'm sure you heard, Pat. They're charging, $3,000, $5,000, $7,000, $20,000, depending on where you're sitting. Even the rooftops are a couple grand. And parking is, you know, which you usually pay $20, $30, $40 is now several hundred to park in someone's driveway. And the bars in the area have covered charges of $250, $300.
I read that, and I don't admire our people here in Chicago for that, because that did not happen in Cleveland.
No.
What I am told, in Cleveland, you know, you went in the bar, and you paid $3 for your beer.
Yeah.
And they didn't take advantage of you. So.
Well, you know, different. It's different.
Old cliche. To each his own.
It's different here, though, because, I mean, people want to be near the excitement, and they've closed off most of the streets, so there's people just hanging out in the streets at this point, you know?
Yeah, they are. They're camping out, and some people, according to a picture that I saw here, they were lining up at 6 o'clock to be sure they got into the cubby there.
Yeah. And they slept overnight outside. They camped outside to sit in the cubby bear. You know,
it's amazing to me.
Oh.
But we've got the horses. It's just a matter of putting it all together. We've got good pitching. We've got that bunch of young kids that aren't afraid of anything. We've got the most wonderful manager that we could ask for.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, as we say, Brickhouse would say, hey, go Cubbies.
That's right.
Never lose faith. You don't. And they're going to pull it off. I just have a sneaking suspicion.
I still have the hey patch you gave me so long ago. I don't even know when that was. It might have been almost 10 years ago. I have it on my jersey. And and it's funny, when I get a new jersey, I have it taken off the old jersey and put it on a new one because I feel like that is my good luck charm, being so close to you for so many years. And so excited. And, you know, I do think of Jack when it comes to the World Series, and my grandfather, and so many other thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people who are no longer with us that were diehard fans and that sat in those seats at Wrigley Field when it was only 20-30% filled in the times where they weren't good. And now here we are in the World Series.
Here we are. Well, we're overdue, and we're gonna win it all. I have a sneaking suspicion. Jack's looking down and bringing them all the luck in the world.
Go Cubbies. Hey, hey!
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Take care, Pat.
All right. Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. It's 720 WGN.